Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Haphagger.
Good morning, everyone.
And Melissa Kay. Yeah, I was afraid of that. Let's try this. Let's see if this works.
Yep.
And Melissa Kay.
Hi.
Hey, hi. There you are. We're trying a couple different things here, Belle. We'll get this going.
Awesome.
How are you doing over there?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. Very good to hear, and very good to hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have some fun today, everybody. We got a bunch of things lined up. You put the three of us together, you know it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to actually get into some an eggnog kind of thing, or a little different than eggnog. We got something like that coming up in a little bit. I want to get into old wives' tales with you guys.
Okay.
We got a handful more of those. We did this a couple weeks ago when we got together. We're going to do that again. I'll get into some of those a little bit later. Of course, in this 7 o'clock hour, get into our National Day of Calendar. And a little bit later, have some of these other topics, some more fun lined up for you. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we will have Good Stories of the Day, That A Right Story, some entertainment news for you as well. All that coming up for you. Along with that, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Performing at the Performing Arts Center tomorrow. Looking forward to getting those in your hands. We'll try to get some River Kings tickets away as well. All that coming up for you. I want to remind everybody that, of course, your River Kings are, their new home is Wis Country 105.5 WIRI.
That's right.
Be sure to be listening over there all season long to catch great Kings action.
Mm-hmm.
And we have something else that we got going on coming up. We'll touch on that in just a second, Seth. I did want to let everybody know that after we're done all hanging out, we will have Morning Magazine in part one today. Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods.
Very cool.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And then we'll catch up with our friends from Encourage. We have Kim Shields with us, and we're pleased to have the Material Girls Quilt Club on the air with us during this month's Morning Magazine segment. Sue Wolf, Lori Johnson are going to join us. Always a good conversation with those ladies. So looking forward to all of that. Seth, what else do we have going on coming up?
Well, tomorrow we have some special programming. The next couple of days, actually, we have some special programming coming up here on WFHR. Tomorrow, that's Thursday at 12 p.m., the House Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol was rescheduled, and it will be the potential final hearing will be coming up on Thursday, the 13th, at 12 p.m. right here. Of course, we'll broadcast it as long as it goes, so we will see how long that goes. But then again, on Friday, we have another special political programming coming up, the gubernatorial, James' favorite word, gubernatorial debate, October 14th, 7 to 8 p.m. on Friday. So check that out. Plus, that will also be re-airing on Saturdays and Sundays. We'll check it out and see if, unless we have some kind of sports that's going to preempt
it, like
the Badger game on Saturday. That's a good example. But otherwise, it'll be on Sunday to rebroadcast in case you miss it.
Governor and possible governor talking. Like, just that seems so much simpler. Like,
doesn't it, though?
Like, governorial blah, blah. Governor blah.
Governor blah.
Governor?
Yeah.
I don't know, James.
Might have a good point there.
Yeah.
Keep working on that one.
Yeah. We're working on a lot of things over here, Melissa. Certainly trying to make sure that we can hear you, you can hear us, and that there's not an echo. Echo. We're going to have some fun with that, I imagine. So those things coming up. Melissa, how are you otherwise today?
Oh, excellent.
Good to hear.
It's nice out this morning still.
You know, that's good to hear over where you're at.
Yeah.
And again, Melissa's over in Abbotsford area, and we're here in Rapids, of course. And Rapids got a little bit of drizzle. still dark out there.
It's
still
very dark, yes. What if we're going to get some more... liquid sunshine today.
Well, I don't know if anybody else got a newsletter from Mother Nature yesterday. I am signed up for her newsletter, and no message at all about yesterday being the last nice day. Like, that was it. I didn't get anything. I didn't get any heads up. Oh, yeah, weather people. Yeah, Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center joined us at 8 o'clock hour, and they gave us a heads up. I guess if you want to count that stuff, but otherwise...
Are they all her agents? That's what I want to know.
Count, James.
I think you both mentioned something really interesting there. Are weather people working for Mother Nature?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. is there some bias there in their reporting then, possibly? Is there maybe? I mean, this is something we should look into, I think, actually.
Right? Yeah, I think we should.
We'll do that.
Melissa, sometime. Look into that. Yeah, find out.
Your next I'm going to look into that right now.
Your next assignment, yeah.
Melissa's next news. Controversy today.
The world of weather.
Seth, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. I am doing just fine. Got a couple of days off from the show, so I enjoyed that. Got some rest. Got
good.
Starting up again tonight. A little quick rehearsal, and then back to shows tomorrow.
How is how did the first half of the run feel?
Great.
Good.
Very good. We had a very excellent audiences. We had a lot of people come and lots of great feedback from everybody that came. So we were super excited, and we're ready for the final week to come up here and get well. I should say I'm ready for the final. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'll find out if my fellow actors are tonight, but no, we're ready to wrap up the show. But it's been a lot of fun.
That's really good to hear. I know that it's been something that was I've heard good things about. I know Melissa said she really enjoyed the show when she got to take
it
in.
I did really enjoy it.
I've heard good things from the community as well, and we want to make sure that you take this show in. Go ahead and get your tickets at wrctheater.org. They'll be back tomorrow, as Seth said, and then they'll be on the 13th, 14th, and 15th on Saturday. That's 7. All shows are at 7 on Saturday. There'll be a 2:00 matinee as well. All this taking place again at the WRC Theater, right in the Centralia Center. Stop on by over there, get your tickets. Maybe even pick up a script for Miracle on 34th Street. They have auditions for that coming up. We want to encourage everybody to be a part of that one. That's going to be really fun. And those auditions are coming up on Monday and Tuesday, October 17th and 18th. Let's see here. Also, I wanted to mention one other thing. The studio theater production coming up in November. All the ways to say I love you. This is it's a really interesting show. And I don't know. We're going to have to find out if there's some people that are part of this that we can get on the air with us. I'm going to try to get that down for you guys.
It's a small cast, James.
Melissa Kay, our own Melissa, is performing this. This is a one woman show here, and Melissa, I'm so excited about this production. I can't wait to talk to you more and more about it. I don't want to put you on the spot with it right now, especially with this echo delay that you're dealing with. But just to warn you, I am looking forward to diving into this with you.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it too. Tomorrow is our second rehearsal.
I'm working
with Michael he's a director out of Appleton. A good friend of Tim Young, and we are doing our rehearsals over the airways, over Zoom. Well, Google Meet, but essentially.
Yeah.
Online.
Okay.
So that's been interesting so far.
That's good to hear. I mean, it's got to be interesting, all right. Yeah, it's also got to be a little difficult. Are you finding like positives to it along with the difficultness?
Well, the fact that I don't have to travel.
There you go.
Can you still hear me? The echo went away, guys.
It did? Okay.
I just had to say it right away.
The master of production over here, Seth, was tinkering, doing
Seth,
a couple of
you
things.
You are my savior.
That's
I appreciate
good.
You so much. I'm going to send you a piece of pie.
Nice.
Maybe a whole pie.
Wow. Wow. Send me pie. Nothing says thank you like pie.
Nope.
It really does. But nothing says more, you know, it's so nice to not hear myself in an echo. I just need to keep talking here.
It's one of those things, Melissa, with a show like this that I imagine that the detail is so important to you, along with obviously, you know, the script and getting this down, but getting the details of where you want to be on set, you and Michael being on the same page. It's cool to be able to hear that you can do that online. You can, you know, through Skype, Zoom, whatever you might use.
Well, you know, obviously being over the airways has some technical issues like we've been experiencing. Our first rehearsal last week, we were going to try to do it over the computer, but we switched and then we were on the phone and that is, you know, so everything has those little quirks and issues, but we're figuring it out. We're doing okay.
Well, thankfully, that echo is gone.
Just Stop it, James. Seth, please smack him for me.
Nice job, great. Now you think I abused my coworker.
Did that really quick, too. Like, it didn't take any instant. Really didn't have
my arm got really long, yeah, yeah, too.
I didn't have to encourage him at all for that one. I want to go ahead and take our break a little bit early so we can get back and get into our National Day of Calendar a little bit later. Got eggnog to talk about. Eggnog.
Oh, no.
That's
to talk
wrong.
About.
No. Yeah. But at least it's not pumpkin spice. So I'm going to hear you out on this one.
We got all that coming up for you. Plenty more. It's live radio. You never know what's going to happen on this show. We'll find out together right here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. It is time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this October 12th, 2022. A reminder that it is Hispanic Heritage Month until October 15th, mm-hmm, and Fire Prevention Week as well until the 15th.
Very
Keep
good.
Those things in mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day.
All right.
It's a good one.
That is a good one.
It's a good one. I'm actually going to try to do this today.
Good.
Nice.
Good.
I've got
That's awesome.
A meeting to get to and another thing to take care of and some other stuff this afternoon, but I'm definitely going to try to slide that in. that should be fun. That'd be a good one. Mm-hmm. And if you get a chance to do that, if you're able to do that, mm-hmm, more power to you.
Yes.
I think that reaching out to mom and dad, when's the last time you called your mother? When have you called your mother? Why haven't you called her? It's been days. She's worried about you. She's wondering, are you on the side of the road sick? Are you okay? Have you been eating enough? Is it warm in here? It seems warm. Call your mother. Call your father. Have lunch with them if you get a chance. National Farmers Day.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Also an excellent day.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Very, very.
Appreciate our farmers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's going to be a point anytime soon where we shouldn't all, every single darn one of us in this state, I'm just going to talk about them, in America, I mean, in this country, not take a moment and thank our farmers. Appreciate our farmers. Buy local. Buy, you know, from farmers markets when you can, going straight to the source. You know, these things are important. I don't feel like this is something that I should have to preach. I should have to get on a soapbox about or anything. But right. Unfortunately, I feel like I do, especially when I talk to ag industry people and 4-H people in these things. It's an industry that not only do we need to pay attention to and need to give respect to, we need to get some new young blood into it. We need to be doing more of that, getting as much of that as we can, and encouraging people, giving people reasons to get into farming again.
Okay.
Yes.
I agree.
National Pet Obesity Awareness Day.
I just want to be a fat cat. Why can't I be that?
It's an important one, and it's funny you say that, Melissa, because it's hard for me to take this subject seriously because the picture they have is of this big black cat, and he looks so dumpy and so happy.
Yeah, right.
There's something about fat cats, and I'm not trying to pick on them, but they are just adorable to me. They are hilarious to me. It's one of the I don't know if it's because of Garfield. Like
maybe it is. It's Garfield. Yeah.
This to me is that it. Okay.
100%.
It's not. It's not necessarily. Cats and dogs are a little different with their weight. We have an average weight for human beings. There is no necessarily average set weight for an animal or dog.
Right.
There is per like that version of them.
Yeah. Yeah,
that breed, especially with the mixed breeds.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You're finding, you know, usually. Trust a vet. A vet is going to give you the good answers. Mm-hmm. A vet, not a radio announcer. A veterinarian is going to be able to help you the best. So if you're worried about it, take your cat in, take your dog
in. Yeah.
Chances are they might tell you that they're perfectly healthy, maybe could use a little more exercise, but good luck trying to get your cat to exercise if it don't want to. Because in case anybody doesn't know this, cats are not going to do anything they don't want to do.
Correct.
Fact.
But it is a good idea. We want our furry friends to be healthy and happy and around as long as possible. I'll tell you this. He's not a cat, but my fur brother Sam, right around this time of year through winter, gets a little pudge. He becomes a little sausage, like especially with his harness over him because he doesn't have a collar harness. It's over his body.
Yes.
So he looks like a little sausage.
Got to keep warm over the winter, you know.
It's true.
It's instinctual. You add on a little bit of layers of fat to stay warm.
I'm the last person you guys got to tell this to.
Yeah, you know.
I live it every year. This is a cool one, too. National Fossil Day.
Very cool.
Is it? I feel a little silly saying this out loud, but I'll just own this. I still find it amazing that every once in a while we have these stories of we found almost a completely T-Rex put together in Canada, you know, or something like that. Like we've been digging a long time.
Yes,
we've had archaeology for an incredibly a long amount of time, a
couple hundred years,
and we're still finding stuff.
It's great.
Oh yeah,
very cool.
Think about how old the Earth is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how much there is to find.
Got a lot to dig. That's right.
Yeah. And we can't dig it all up, obviously.
No, no.
National Fossil Day is here for learning, observing, educating, and celebrating this phenomenon that has cost so much light, cast so much light on the Earth's past.
Yes. Very cool.
National Free Thought Day. encouraging free thinking that is based in logical and rationale. National Free Thought Day celebrates the date that the Salem witch trials in Massachusetts finally ended in 1692.
Interesting.
Acting as a deep stain in American history, the Salem witch trials were a series of trials that took place in the 1690s as people were accused of participating in witchcraft and casting spells. With more than 200 people involved in the accusations, at least 20 people died unfairly as a result of this action, which brought about mass hysteria and its way the phrase witch hunt was coined.
Oh. I didn't know that.
The end of these trials was brought about by the then governor of Massachusetts, William Phillips, who went so far as to write to the Privy Council of the British monarchs at the time, William and Mary. Phillips' letter was dated October 12, 1692, and it was the beginning of the end when Phillips finally declared that spectral evidence or testimony that a person's spirit appearance appeared in a dream would no longer be considered important in court. The governor saved hundreds of lives. It's argued more than we could count.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
National Free Thought Day is celebrated in an effort to raise awareness about the dangers of allowing lack of reason and thought to dictate the future of people's lives. Dubbed a Festival of Reason. Thankfully, none of this has any place in today's society. We think completely rationally, and we all get along just fine.
You know, I love that tone of voice you have when you're being sarcastic. It's really obvious.
I've been working out of this since I was a child.
That's right. Yep.
I cannot express how awesome I think that it is to tie this into the Salem witch trials. Mm-hmm. The point of this, because more times than not, we use examples that are modern or examples that are really easy to poke holes in. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to be able to poke any holes in this. Like this was messed up. This was obviously wrong. Imagine nowadays trying to, Your Honor, I'd like to call my next witness, the spirit of Mary Joan.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, wait, but what?
She came to me in a dream and told me she was a witch.
Yeah. What else more do you need? I'm a white male. I mean, this should count for something. I mean, I don't need any more evidence than this. You know, I mean, this is something that, and I'm saying that as somebody back then, obviously.
I was acting.
Nobody, the white race doesn't want me. None of them do. I think that what is cool about this is also what is sad about this, that it has such a modern connection. It has such a modern tie. We have information never more accessible than ever. We share information more than we ever have. Mm-hmm. Yet there is a dark cloud around the term fact, around truth, that there has never been before. I genuinely believe that we go through the darkness before we get to the light, and I think that we're going through this time as guinea pigs. We're all the first generations to be dealing with this. Whatever age you are, at your generation, you're the first to be dealing with this abundance of information. Mm-hmm. Almost, I don't think it's fair to say too much information, but for some it is. Mm-hmm. And the idea that information is not just handed to you anymore. I don't just turn the news on at 5 and get everything I need to know.
Right.
Or I don't get to news at 5 and I trust everything I'm hearing.
Right.
Like we are more self-responsibility is put on us now as voters, as you know, information collectors.
Yeah, just citizens.
And,
yeah,
yeah, and just sharing that information as well. When we do this, like now, where I read something and I think it's amazing what water can do for the body. This is really cool. I wonder if people know this. And I post it on Facebook. I post it on social media. And in my comments section, did you actually know that water causes cancer? Like, what are you talking about? What? What? Where's your source? Where did you get that from?
Uh-huh.
Uncle Joe. Like, what? What? What's Uncle Joe's qualifications? Unemployment? Wait a minute here. What? We've never done this in our history. It's never been the case. And now it is popularized because of a handful of politicians that they got to catch wildfire. And then on the other side of things, because both sides have used this term, have held this term hostage, a term of fake news. There is fake news. And mm-hmm. there's real news. It's on you to find it. It's on you to hunt it down,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. Like, maybe it would be in a perfect scenario, in a perfect world. You turn on your news at 5 and you get all the correct information that you need. It's not sensationalized. You don't have to wait until the 10 minutes until the end of the episode to find out what's dangerous in your closet or in your under your sink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these things. The sensationalism is ripped out of it, and we just watch the news, and we just take it in. But that isn't the society we've created, because, again, personal responsibility. The news didn't get sensationalized because nobody was watching. Fake news mm-hmm. didn't become popular because nobody was feeding the fire.
Mm-hmm.
These things became popular, and it is on all of us. These things fall on all of us. When humanity looks back at this time 20, 30 years from now, mm-hmm. they're not going to pick and choose. They're not going to say, well, this group of people did this, this group of people did that. They're going to say, wow, people were messed up back then.
Exactly.
What the heck was going on back then with
yep.
these people? Like, we're all collectively brought in on this one.
Yeah, unfortunately,
it's,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
no different than a team sport. When your team wins, it's a win that everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
When we lose, everybody loses together. Mm-hmm. And right now, it is gray. I don't know if I'm comfortable saying we're winning or losing right now.
Yeah.
It's important. Do we not want another one of these things? Because guess what? We've got it going on. Mm-hmm. We have it happen. The witch trial, the witch hunt goes on all the time now. But it's so much more centered. It's so much more localized.
Mm.
And it's important to not live in bubbles, to not let these things get out of hand, to keep an eye on these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Savings Day. That's a good one.
I love that. Can I actually get that piggy bank? Because
yeah,
I really like that.
I like the piggy bank
piggy bank.
I have nothing to put in it, though. I have nothing.
Well,
maybe a few pennies, you know.
A part of the problem is that it's really difficult to save now.
Oh boy, is it. Yeah. You're not kidding.
It is National Gumbo Day. I love myself my gumbo. I love Louisiana gumbo. Like, it's so good. Gumbo's great. Gumbo's one of those things, too. It's really hard to mess up. At least as far as I've seen it made. Like, I'm sure there is ways, but...
You go down there and every single person has their own recipe, and they're all awesome.
Yeah.
I have yet to find a bad bowl of gumbo.
Mm.
Well, and they're very versatile too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They have
yeah.
a lot of different things in it. It's kind of like Indian curry.
Yep.
You want just a... connection.
Yeah.
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 You want a pork gumbo, you want a beef gumbo, you want a vegetarian gumbo,
shrimp.
Like a shrimp.
Yeah.
Especially shrimp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth,
yeah. yeah.
I would think it almost is, you know, for up here, we have chili.
Yeah.
yeah. Another great comp. Yeah. Yeah.
Similar dish.
I think you just gave it a new nickname, the Midwest Gumbo. Chili.
Yeah. We should start calling it
That's
that.
Good,
yeah.
Mel. That's good.
Start putting shrimp in my chili.
Yum.
International Top Spinning Day. There you go.
I'll get up my top and start spinning, you know.
That makes
Those can be a fun toy.
Yeah.
I don't remember playing with tops very often, but I did play with the dreidel a lot. So.
And very, very simple. Yeah, it's basically a top.
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
If I was the creator of the dreidel, I would be all over the top people. I would copyright laws and all that stuff.
Well, dreidel, if you actually play dreidel, it's got its own little twist, though.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's got all the fun stuff that goes with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you get a little chocolate gold coin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get chocolate, man.
Somebody make sure that Pam knows this. It's Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work and School Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Aww.
Pam and Carl used to celebrate this one every year. I know that Carl used to bring these guys in and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was one of the few times that Carl and I got to have a third person in on the show with us. We'd have his teddy bear sitting there, and he didn't get a lot of feedback from him, but
he
was there as a part of the show. He was engaged.
Quiet, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
He gave you the look.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very familiar with that look. Very, very familiar with that look. National Pulled Pork Day.
I love pulled pork.
Gosh, yeah.
I love pulled pork.
good.
I can't think of a scenario where, like, especially with like get-togethers, weddings, mm-hmm. events, things like pulled pork is one of the like the best things to do.
Oh, it is.
And I'm a Jew, and I'm saying this. Like, I mean, you know, it's pretty good. Then, you know,
yeah,
it's pretty
good.
That's good stuff, though. That's especially with a good barbecue over it.
Oh, lovely.
A barbecue
or
sauce over
it. Slow roasted, like, yes. all day long. Mm-hmm. You come home and your house just smells amazing. Mm.
Yes, it does.
So darn hungry right now. And it's National Emergency Nurses Day.
Mm.
Honor the dedication of these amazing medical professionals by fundraising for your local emergency department or sending gifts on emergency nurses.
Yeah.
If you happen to know any, send a big shout out to them.
Can I give a, it's not emergency nurses, but I do want to quickly give a shout out to the nurses at the operation area of Aspirus Hospital. Yesterday, mm-hmm. Beth had a small procedure, and thank you for them because they were wonderful. I want to send a shout out to them. Also, I found out that the only radio station that they can get in where they are because of the concrete building is WFHR. They are loyal listeners. So if you guys are listening right now, shout out to you guys.
Big shout out to you.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking care of our Beth.
Thank you
for that. Heal fast, Beth. Heal quick.
Yep.
We need you. We actually need you on Monday, Beth. So if you can heal up. Rest up. Take care, Beth. Yep. We hope you're feeling good.
She's doing good.
Let us know, nurses, what kind of gifts you guys would appreciate on today. Because, I mean, I'd be inclined to send them, like, coffee gift cards.
You're right.
That pops into my mind because they are go, go, go all the time.
Yes.
How about sleep? Can we send them sleep? Can we send
Can
them
we wrap
rest?
That? I don't know.
Or how about a massage?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That'd be a nice one. Yeah.
I want to send a big shout out to, of course, our Wood County Health Department and mm-hmm. all the nurses and all the people working there at all of our local hospitals. And just a special shout out to my sister-in-law, Kim, who is she's still a nurse, but I believe the head of her floor over at the hospital over in Appleton.
Nice.
So a big thank you to her, too. I don't know where we'd be without this. That's just part of the medical world.
Yep.
Very, very important.
We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back, have some more fun. Got this eggnog to get into. We're going to do that when we come back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you, along with Melissa Kay. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
Morning, Seth.
Good morning.
Hope you all are having a good one out there. And if you were outside, you had a umbrella if you were in the central Wisconsin area here. Because we just got bombarded.
We did.
So let's all agree, we're not going to talk about Mother Nature and weather people anymore. Just leave that topic alone.
We've been warned.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was our warning right
it
there.
It was.
Okay. So there's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Weather people in Mother Nature certainly don't have a connection. And they're not working for her or anything. That's ridiculous. Have you ever thought the only thing wrong with waffles is that they don't get you drunk? I mean, I know that this is probably, you know, a lot of people have thought. Kellogg's just announced a new product for the holidays called Eggnog. Yep, and it is exactly what you were picturing in your head. Eggo waffle flavored eggnog.
Ugh. It's waffle flavored eggnog.
Mm-hmm. It's 40% proof, so 20% alcohol. Oh. It is going to knock you down. The full name is Eggnog Appalachian Sippin' Cream.
Wow, that's a reach.
Eggnog Appalachian Sippin' Cream.
Just rolls right off the tongue.
Doesn't
it? Right? Yeah. They partnered with a distillery in Tennessee for it. It's not out yet, but should be soon. They say it'll be available nationwide at select stores throughout the holidays.
Jeez.
They claim they can. They came up with it after they found out lots of parents eat Eggo waffles at night after their kids are asleep. But it seems that is one of the biggest marketing reaches I've ever heard of.
My goodness.
But it seems more likely someone just blurted out Eggnog in a creative meeting. And they're like, well, that's a horrible idea. Let's do it. What else? You got this? You got no ideas? That's the best we got, you guys? All right, roll it out. You know,
the marketing people are wagging the product dog here.
This was the does anybody else ever do this? I do this with commercials and movies all the time. if this is what we're seeing, this was the best they had. What was the worst? Like, what was bad?
Yeah, I know.
Like, got rejected.
Yeah. Some scenes I'm watching, and I'm like, this was the cut. This was the one they kept, and this was the cut. I feel that way with ideas sometimes. Like, if this is what we got, what was left on the cutting room floor? Like, what bad ideas did we not see?
So basically, what they're doing, and if I'm wrong, correct me, people out there, but it sounds like they just made waffle batter and put like alcohol in it.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is. And because if that's basically what eggnog is, if you know, you get the mix and
right. Egg and milk and
I want somebody, especially local, like somebody here in central Wisconsin. I want you get done with your shift. You've had a long day. You stroll into the bar and you're like, just give me an eggnog, bartender. Been one of them days. One of them days. Yeah, I can get an eggnog over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Make it a double.
Oh, goodness.
Does this sound appealing to either of you at
all?
No.
No?
Not in the least bit.
Not a tiny bit. Don't mess with my eggnog, man.
So
that's not that I can drink it, but...
Right.
That was my next question, Mel, and you actually kind of curveballed me there, because I expected that you wouldn't be able to drink it. Do you drink it even though you technically shouldn't? You?
They actually do make a dairy-free eggnog.
Okay.
It's a hit or miss, because the ones that are made with almond milk are thin. You know, the lure of eggnog is its thick, creamy goodness.
Okay.
You know, and the mouthfeel that you get with eggnog. It's hard to simulate that with almond milk because it's very thin, traditionally. Mm-hmm. However, coconut milk, on the other hand, makes an amazing eggnog. It's just really difficult to find.
Interesting. Wow. Mm-hmm. Learned so much from the world of non-dairy with Melissa. That's great.
You ain't kidding. Especially because I know one of the things that I picked up on is all the things that you make replacements for, Melissa, replacing a dairy product for something that is like it, akin to it or whatever, and the way that is pulled off, you know, from the response from you or Laura, even the kids around there and everything, it's always a positive response. And that's just as interesting to me. I don't know. It's a world that I don't, you know, like Seth and I don't know that much about. And so I know we're not alone in that. The more we spread that kind of information, the more people will be understand more about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made a dairy-free chicken Alfredo for dinner last night.
Ooh.
And my boyfriend really enjoyed it.
Nice.
Nice. Good job. Nice.
That's cool. That's good to hear. I don't know. Seth, I know you answered this real quickly. Are you an eggnog person, though? Do you like eggnog at all?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not a big. If there's a certain point of consistency, if I'm going to drink it, then I'm not going to go past. Let's put it that way, because it's just a little too thick and stuff like that. If I were to have a drink like that, the one, because it's got more liquid in it, would be like a Tom and Jerry kind of thing.
Okay.
Because that's similar. It's but not exactly the same as your eggnog, because it's got batter in it, but it also has water, and you can do it without. I mean, you can put alcohol in it, but you don't have to. So
I like your description of eggnog. Batter. Yes.
It's batter, basically. Yeah. It is, yeah.
That's so great. That's so good.
Grossing my sister out so much, yes.
Are you guys Eggo people? Do you guys like waffles?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Waffles are good.
Waffles are amazing, the way that my mom made them with just oatmeal. I love oatmeal waffles.
Okay.
The other waffles I could, you know, give or take. They're often when you get like a Belgian waffle, they're just so fluffy, sweet, I might as well have cake. I would rather have strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Then a waffle with a bunch of pie filling on it and whipped cream.
I like them every once in a while. I don't like them too much. I like traditional waffles. What you're saying about Belgian waffles, I feel the same way, Mel. I do love traditional waffles. I've never really been an eggnog person. I've drank it before, and I will drink it in Rome, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't like thick drinks. The only drink I can think of that I like that's a thicker drink is milk. I love milk. I could drink a half a gallon of milk just sitting down and doing it.
Right.
But that's it. That's like the end of the list for me.
I can't believe they haven't come up with a chocolate eggnog.
That seems interesting to me. You'd think they would have by now, right?
Right, because who doesn't like chocolate milk? The thing I loved about it when I could drink it was how thick it was, because it seemed like chocolate milk was so much thicker than just regular milk.
Mm-hmm.
I got some bad news, Melissa. The Eggo people just heard you say that. They're jumping all over that idea. Like, oh, that's so much better.
Well, we got chocolate chip Eggos. Let's just
We're doing this, people. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. Copyright that before she can.
Yeah, right.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun here at Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Seth, Mel, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. I want to get into a couple of things before we wrap up the first hour here. Right away, I want to let people know that today is United Way Day at the McDonald's from 7 to 7. They already kicked it off in 50 minutes ago.
Wow.
If you can get there today, take in some good Mickey D's, say hi to some of the United Way staff that you see down there. Yeah. And certainly, you know, if you get a thank you in, that's really nice because they deserve it. Our local United Way here in South Wood and Adams counties does so much for this area.
Oh, wow.
And I know with Terry joining us, we have the chance to put the light on them from time to time. We certainly have our volunteer opportunities we mentioned during Over the Back Fence and these things. But I don't feel like it's enough. Mm. And I mean not just the money and the donations and all that, because this community is amazing when it comes to those things. Just the head nod, the you know, the smile, the thank you, these things. They mean more than we can realize.
Yeah.
And I think we understand how much they realize when we look at our own selves with this, how good it feels to get those words, hear those things. Mm-hmm. Another great way of saying thank you is, again, getting some McDonald's in your life.
Hey, it's a great way of doing it, right?
7 to 7 today. Get on over there. United Way Day at McDonald's. Have a good time over there, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Someone had a bunch of etiquette experts come up with a list of the 10 rudest things you can do in someone's house. And they kept it broad, so like ironing in your underwear in the living room while drinking milk out of, from the carton didn't make the list. Thankfully. But this is an interesting list.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know. One of the earliest things my mother taught us, just because we're growing up poor and we don't have a lot, you can afford manners. You can afford manners, Jimmy. Like, which meant I couldn't jump on couches, which was disappointing to the child me. So here's some other stuff. Moving things around, like rearranging cupboards or saying, that chair should really go right over there.
In someone else's house?
Yeah.
That's rude.
I've never seen that done. I've never heard of that before.
I know. I was like, wow, who does that?
Never heard of that.
Unless asked your opinion, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Overstaying your welcome.
Ooh.
Whether you're there for a party or staying for a full week, be mindful of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Please.
Yep.
I don't have a lot of things that I have that are genuine fears. I wouldn't say, for lack of a better word, it's not proper to call it a fear necessarily, but that is one of my bigger concerns.
Mm.
Like with everything in life, even a conversation like with three people, and I'm a part of it, and I feel like I've hung around too long, like or the George Costanza thing, like I have a funny joke, and I'm like I'm out, I'm leaving on a high note, I'm leaving right there, you know, like that kind of thing. Like I have this thing where I don't want to be where I'm not wanted. I never want to be where I'm not wanted. I'm the easiest person in the world to get rid of. If you don't want me, just tell me. I'll go. I'll leave. I don't know where that stems from with me, but that one stuck out to me.
So that one. So in other words, but on the flip side, I think, does that mean for you personally that you don't like it when people would, like, you know, overstay their welcome, like their your place and something like that?
Yes.
That, you know, it's like you got to
not
a certain point.
Not getting the hint.
Yes.
Yes.
Dear God, yes. But listen,
you know, James, all you have to do is slap your legs and go, well.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good go-to. It's a good go-to. And I'm glad you said Midwest there, Seth, because you want to do that a half an hour before you get to that time.
Exactly.
Because that's only going to get you so far. That'll get everybody up.
But it's a good start.
Yeah,
it is. You got to start somewhere. It'll get everybody up. But as far as your shoes and jacket and everything, that's going to be another 10 minutes or so. I mean, you know. Hiding or ironing a mess. If you spill on the rug, tell them about it. Don't just pretend it didn't happen. Who does that?
Who does that?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's terrible.
Snooping. Don't rifle through medicine cabinets or go through any drawers. Drawers and bedside tables are especially off limits. Yeah.
Seriously, if you're doing any of these things, you seriously need a hobby.
Why are you in their bedroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on here?
Jeez.
This comes from the Huffington Post. Who are their friends? Who are the people that you were hanging out with?
Who are they inviting into their house?
Yeah. You need better friends. Bringing an uninvited plus one. Again, whether it's a party or a weekend visit, don't assume they agree with the more the merrier, you know, kind of thing.
Exactly.
And that includes pets.
Yeah. That's funny, Melissa, you say that, because that is a big one on this list here. That's actually a key one. They actually think that it, like 50-50, whether it's a person or a pet you're just bringing over.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, with allergies and people's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things to consider with bringing a pet.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Showing up and then telling them about dietary restrictions.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. You got to pre-warn on that one.
You got to do it beforehand. Yep.
Very similar to what Mel was just saying there. No, I don't think there's any issue with giving them some heads up. You know,
right.
Hey, that Christmas party we're going to have, would you mind having a non-dairy option? Would you mind like something like that?
Yep.
Or plan to bring your own food, which is what I often do.
Which is cool, too.
Going, especially if I'm going somewhere where they don't know me at all, mm-hmm. like I'm meeting them for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bring a stash of snacks.
That's a good idea.
That I can complement whatever they're serving, you know, with my own food.
I think it's cool that you think of that stuff, Melissa. I also feel for you, because I imagine that has come after a number of times of going to things and then not having that stuff and just kind of like, well, Mel's the type of person, if it ain't getting done, she'll do it. Like she'll get it done.
Wow, it's like you've met me, James.
I feel a little bit for you, but I also think that's really cool and a good suggestion, a really good suggestion.
Well, I think it's really rude to expect people to, well, number one, just, you know, fathom that out of midair. Of, oh, there's dietary restrictions. Let's plan for every eventuality. That's not possible.
No, it's not.
And then just to, the only person that would actively, not the only, but one of them, was my Grandma Ruth, my mom's mom. Every Christmas, she'd call me up. Okay, this is what I'm serving. I'm not going to put milk in the potatoes. And it was so sweet. Aww. She'd go through such lengths to make sure that we all had food we could eat. It was wonderful.
Nice.
I don't have any of the physical, the things that you know, seriously, I don't make light of them that you have, Melissa, or others like you have. But it does remind me of my Nana making a rigatone for us every Christmas and Thanksgiving just for her and I, because I was so dang picky that I didn't want to eat turkey or ham.
You were spoiled, man.
I was very
spoiled. But that's still such a grandma thing to do.
It's true.
Really, really.
It is.
Disrespecting house rules, like if it's a shoes off at the door house, do remember to do that, you know, being respectful with those things.
If they're don't smoke in the house, if that's something that they don't like.
That's a good one. Can I say something about the shoes thing? Mm. Because I'm kind of two minds on this one. If you're going to be a good host, mm-hmm. I think it's kind of presumptuous to tell people to take off their shoes. Unless... like a Japanese house.
Yes.
Where it's expected you take off your shoes for reasons that they have. Mm-hmm. You provide some kind of other footwear for them. Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
That would make more sense. But I feel uncomfortable asking people to, like, can you take off your shoes? I don't like doing that. I feel uncomfortable doing that.
I don't either. And I do it every time that I'm at a place that I don't like. But yeah. I have frostbite in my feet. And my feet, it doesn't need to be winter for my feet to get cold.
Exactly.
Like 5 seconds and they're you know, just icicles and everything. Mm-hmm. Taking my shoes off is I love being barefoot.
Yeah.
But at another person's home, like I feel a little, but I think that there's a line there, and I think that you found it there with just you know, giving, that's fine, especially if you like just had the floors done or something like that.
Yeah.
That's understandable, but give people the slipper option. Give people the,
be a good host in other words.
And I'll just tack into that. I appreciate both of what you just said. But if you're going to offer slippers, because I did this, I had some friends over and I gave them all slippers.
Nice.
Well, unfortunately, the bottom of one gal's slippers were slippery and she slipped down the stairs.
Oh no.
And ended up with a rather large bruise and a part of her anatomy. She didn't want on. She was fine.
That's good. She's fine. But still.
It's good. But I said, next time you get the rubber-soled slippers.
And the final thing on this list, expecting a tour. Some people apparently want to do the whole let me give you a tour thing, mm-hmm. but let the host mm-hmm. offer, don't ask for one.
That's perfect. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless it's, where's your bathroom?
Yep.
That's important.
That one's okay.
That was okay.
That one feels all right. Yeah. That one feels all right. Great stuff, you guys. Thank you so much for that. Listen, next hour, the next couple of hours, everybody, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Linda Ronstadt Experience going on at the Performing Arts Center tomorrow at 7:30. And a set of River Kings tickets we're going to try to give away.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk a little bit about black cats and should all cars have a feature that prevents you from speeding? That stuff's coming up along with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. A lot more coming up right here on Mornings on WFHR.